This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, safer, healthier people.
The latest issue of PLOS Medicine features an article that reports on the outcomes of a large SD prevention trial called Safe in the City. This study evaluates the efficacy of a specially designed video to be shown in STD clinic waiting rooms. Here to discuss the intervention and the study results is the article's lead author, Dr. Lee Warner. Dr. Warner is a senior scientist at the Division of Reproductive Health at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. Welcome, Lee.
Thank you for having me, Case.
First, tell us a little bit more about the intervention and how it was developed.
The intervention is called Safe in the City. It's a 23-minute video designed for STD clinic waiting rooms. And when we first decided to do this project, we were trying to think of what type of intervention could be implemented in waiting rooms that did not require any clinician's time, required minimum resources, and could be easily implemented.
Uh-huh. And so how did you go about sort of developing the video?
Well, once we decided to develop a video, what we did was contracted with a producer in New York, and given the video was going to be the entire intervention, this thing had to look good. It had to be visually appealing and entertaining, yet impart STD prevention messages for patients.
Uh-huh. You also did focus groups, right, with STD clinic patients?
We did 15 focus groups with nearly 200 patients,
uh-huh.
Running storylines by them, ideas for characters, as well as the final production cut.
So what's the content of the video?
In the 23-minute video, there are three vignettes that portray characters in different types of sexual relationships. Some are new dating relationships, some are casual relationships, and they're characters of different racial and ethnic backgrounds and different sexual orientations trying to negotiate condom use.
So these are kind of soap opera type vignettes, right?
That's correct. And it's the way we've constructed the video, the three vignettes are each around 5 to 10 minutes in length, such that if a patient were to come in the waiting room in the middle, they could see part of the video, yet still benefit from it.
And there are also two cartoons that are kind of interspersed within these storylines.
And these serve almost like commercials, you're right. The first cartoon character showing and demonstrating the types of condoms that are available in different retail stores throughout the U.S. And so patients can learn about the different types of condoms that are available to them. And the second cartoon shows how to use a condom, where the cartoon character, in an animated sense, shows how one would be used on himself.
So when you put the video together, it was actually evaluated in a large-scale study. Could you say something about how this intervention was evaluated?
Once we developed the intervention and felt like we had a good product that would be a standalone video and would be effective, we had to figure out how to evaluate it. And what we did was followed nearly 40,000 STD clinic patients in three cities, Denver, San Francisco, and Long Beach, and in which the video was shown in alternating months in the clinic. So the first month, there it would be whatever typically was in the waiting room. That might be CNN, it might be nothing on TV or music. In the alternating month, we'd show Safe in the City, in the waiting room on a TV for patients to view.
How did you then follow these patients?
Well, once we'd repeated that cycle of showing it and not showing it approximately a dozen times, we followed all those patients up passively to find out what the rates of STDs were in both groups.
So what did you find?
Well, one other point I would like to make is that this is really a structural intervention, and this is the real-world effectiveness of the study. This is what would happen if you showed it in a clinic atmosphere. No patients were actually enrolled in the study. We followed them up passively. And what we found was that patients who were exposed to the video had approximately a 10% reduction in their rates of STDs compared with those who were exposed with the standard waiting room condition, with most of the reductions being in gonorrhea and chlamydia.
So that's a pretty significant finding.
It is, for just showing a brief 23-minute video that requires no clinician interaction, no group counseling or individual sessions.
Congratulations. Oh. That's phenomenal. What are the next steps?
I think our next step is, now that we have a great product that we think can be easily implemented, is to get the product out. We've got a scientific evidence that not only do we have a great video, that this video is effective at reducing instant STDs. And so we are planning to roll this video out by having every STD clinic in the United States having a copy of this. And we're working to set up technical assistance and training so they're able to show this video in their clinics.
Well, good luck with that, and thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much, Case.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO 24/7.